This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Monday, August 25th. School started today for Columbus and Whiteville students. Remember to build in some extra time if you're on the road during school bus hours and always observe those school zones. One man was transported to a hospital and a home was burned after an incident Thursday. Jaquavius Gerald, age 26, was found in the yard at 496 Pine Circle Drive minutes after midnight, according to sheriff's reports. Deputies responding to a call about a structure fire found Gerald in the front yard with a gunshot wound. A nearby residence at 508 Pine Circle was on fire when deputies arrived. The fire and shooting are under investigation. A Bladenboro man will spend the next 48 to 53 years in prison for molesting a female relative. Jesse Lee Dixon, age 71, was convicted in Bladen County Superior Court Friday on multiple charges of sexual battery and indecent liberties with a minor. He was arrested and charged in 2019 after an investigation by the Bladen County Sheriff's Office. A Hallsboro teen has been charged with breaking into the Van Underwood car dealership in Whiteville on Thursday. Matthew Stevens Freeman, Jr., age 19, was arrested by Whiteville police minutes after he allegedly broke a window and attempted to enter the Madison Street business. He was charged with breaking and entering and trafficking in cocaine. He was held under a $25,000 secure bond. We have much more on this story at columbuscountynews.com. Chaverin Police Officer Grady Corder is recovering after he was injured in a high-speed chase and a chain reaction crash on Wednesday. Chief Ken Elliott of Chaverin Police said officers got a license plate reader hit on a vehicle and attempted a traffic stop. The suspect fled, leading officers up U.S. 74 in Robeson County. The suspect allegedly clipped another vehicle in a construction zone that caused a chain reaction crash that injured the CPD officer and a bystander. The Labor Day Booze It and Lose It program kicks off today. The annual impaired driving crackdown goes on through September 8th. State troopers and local agencies will team up for sobriety checkpoints and intensive patrols searching for impaired and dangerous drivers. The Labor Day holiday is one of the busiest and deadliest on state roads, with 444 alcohol-related crashes during this time last year, including 11 deaths. Law enforcement is going to be cracking down on impaired boaters as well. The Wildlife Resources Commission will launch On the Road, On the Water Wednesday. During Labor Day weekend of 2024, there were 11 boating accidents reported across the state. Two of those incidents were alcohol-related and seven caused injuries. An ordinance change request coming before Whiteville City Council on Tuesday could help drainage problems in the city. The Redson Company is asking that the parking lot size ordinance be changed from one space for every 300 square feet of business area to one space for every 400 square feet. City officials said it will decrease the amount of impermeable surfaces and that will allow more natural absorption of stormwater. That meeting starts at 6:30 at Whiteville City Hall. The Lake Waccamaw Community Yard Sale is coming up on September 1st, starting at 7 a.m. Now, that's the official start date. Some vendors will get an early start on Saturday and Sunday. Participants will be set up in their yards, driveways, and garages through town. Just look for the flags. You can find some secondhand treasures, maybe make some new friends. There's no cost. And for more information, contact our buddy Ginger Littrell via Facebook. August 29th is the deadline for Whiteville Parks and Rec football and cheerleading signups for ages 7 to 12. You'll need a valid copy of a birth certificate for each child at signup. Call 910-642-9052 for more or check out this story on our website. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.